Ori da dini da ji kunjo san buddha ri ri la ji dambo ji dan chu ju ji go ni chir ten ba dini yong ji na zi ge ji er ji ba yong ne de do ji er ji ba da ji en thar ji ton de ba ji sim ri ri go ni san ji kunjo ran di go ni san da chu kunjo yong di go ni san da bin de kunjo yong wa ji da tin ra ge go ni sim sim go ni ji er ten na ba ba yin ba yin du Rita Jigan Tamdi Dad in a Jigan Baya. That Gindu Kum Jodi or Jigadad in Rago Guni Jigadai Rupa Yonde and some Kuru Yonde and some or Dati Sambodi Rini Rupa Yonde and Sambodi or Jigada Rupa Chaser Jiba Yonde and some Chaser. Da rupa kurang da jiwa jo o ji da deni zhuo yong de san bo di dao se ren nian bu xiao san bo de di qie ye di dan ge ra di zhuo yong de san na ji ru zhuo de san di zhuo yong de qie ye jiwa yi gu ni jiwa yan du da de de dao ba guan yan de su su So, so, wrong, she don't want you. Jimmy is that the good tumble somebody took. Jimmy is a yiddy. What do you da? Chamago on the dumbo. Yana chummy don. Tommy is in the do member do it. What do you re chopper do it? Topper do it. That Jimmy is a dinner member do it. Dism ye da chichu dism. Dism ye chichu de. Trove on the embed and die and do ye the bat of in a song ye ye she. That means, Baba Sharma Dhabana Lijian Kanji Chavya Navasi, that's in Raga Guni, you do what you do.
From Chitanti, the Gindu Yundan, Sangi,
Tanji Yundan. And the Gindu Kumjaka Yundan, the Tambosambodhi Rubi Yundan, and you change the Rupa Dantravasi, Shama Sambodhi, Rubi Yundan, that change the Rupa Kuranji, that's in Raga Guni Yundan.
No. So we are on verse 13, talking about the qualities of the rare and sublime Sangha object of refuge. Like with all of the previous stanzas, the first stanza kind of offers a praise and a general sort of introduction to what Sangha is. And then the latter verses kind of explain more in detail, and the last stanza kind of does a condensed presentation. So with regards to the qualities of the Sangha, then there are these three qualities attributed to the awareness or to the knowledge, and the three qualities that are attributed to the three types of liberation out of the three types of obscurations that we talked about earlier. So within this verse, obeisance to those who having thoroughly realized the limit or the peace of selflessness in all transmigrators through perceiving the non-inherent existence of the entities of the afflictive emotions due to the natural clear light of the mind, perceive perfect Buddhahood as residing in all to those whose intelligence is unobstructed and who are endowed with the sight of the exalted wisdom that has as its objects the purity and infinity of all sentient beings. So, you have the Rumchi Taba da Sawa da Nyenbu Yundan Hua Shaman. The purity, the clarity, and the antidotal qualities are the qualities of the three qualities of liberation, and the three qualities of the awareness or the knowledge. Then is the knowing the varieties of phenomena, knowing the ultimate mode of the phenomena, and from which Rupe Yundan Sumla, Jitawa Kemba, Jinniva Kemba Da? One's own individual consciousness, then knowing or cognizing. And so now we go to the three refuge. Verse 19, the three refuges. In order to show the qualities of the teacher, teaching, and learners, the three refuges were posited in terms of those of the three vehicles and those devoted to the three observances of the individual refuge. So the three vehicles are the Shravaka path, the Pratyeka path, the hearer's path, soul true realizer's path, and the Mahayana path make up the three vehicles. And the refuge here is in the context of the causal refuge and the resultant refuge. And the first verse talks primarily from the point of view of the causal refuge in relation to the objects of one's refuge. Then, making prostrations or homage, and then making request. And in verse 20, then talks about differentiating between what is an ultimate object of refuge and what is a conventional object of refuge. So this verse here defines the reasons as to why, it defines the characteristics of a conventional object of refuge, because because abandoned, the verbal doctrine is abandoned, and because it has the quality of deception, because the realizational doctrine in the continuum of a superior, of a bodhisattva superior, has the quality of deception. So because of abandoning, and because of the quality of deception, and because of association is a mere non-existence, and non-Buddhas have fright. These are the four reasons that establish it as a conventional object of refuge. The two forms of doctrine here refer to scriptural doctrine and the experiential or realized doctrine, and the community of superiors respectively are not the supreme eternal or refuge. Because they are not ultimate objects of refuge, then by these reasons they are identified as conventional objects of refuge. From the Sangye gi Togyu gi yenden da Sangye Pabe gi gi lung dan tobe dikhut niran dajme
ji da sangji ne ba sangji ma ba de ji ji chu kon ja na gen de kon ja wa ji da de ni de so a ma ni la ti na tong dan be cha yin ni ti ma yin bo nyin tu de chun ba dan rong je de chun ba wa da tin da go ju go rong dan ta be chu de zun chen ye dan ni de chu na ma ni dan si ji pa ban tong si ji de on ji de sangji pa ba li yin be tin da la mu zong ni chi jian mu zong wa
so for example, the scriptural and the realized doctrine teachings, in the case of an arhant on the hearer's part and solitary realizer's part, then are identified as a relative or conventional object of refuge. But in the case of the scriptural and realized teachings of the Buddha, in the case of a Buddha's holy mind, then that is identified as an ultimate or eternal ultimate object of refuge.
What you did,
So when in the Dharma object of refuge, you have the scriptural teachings and the realized teachings, and in the case of the Sangha object of refuge, then also you have in the case of the Sangha, in the case of the arhants of the hearer's path and solitary realizer's path, their scriptural their scriptural and their realized doctrine, then the reason why they are not eternal or ultimate objects of refuge is because they are to be abandoned, because they are to be abandoned, just like a ship once you cross that water, then like a ship that is left behind because it, you have already made it across. In the same way, then, because of that characteristic of the verbal doctrine is because of that being abandoned, then for that reason, then it is regarded as not being an ultimate object of refuge.
And in the same way,
in the second quality, which is makes it a conventional object of refuge in the case of the realized teachings, realized dharma doctrine in the case of the hearers or the solitary realizers, their realization of the doctrine are regarded as again a conventional object of refuge because it has the quality of deception or because it is fallible. The reason why it is it has that quality of deception is because it has yet to come free of all of the defilements, and because it has yet to come free of the defilements, then it is still deceptive or fallible. Although it appears to be stainless, yet just as how it appears in the reality of the fact, it is not the case. So with that respect, then it is said that the realized doctrine, in the case of the hearers and the solitary realizers, then has the quality of deception or being fallible.
And then
again, in the case of the arhants, the four destroyers of the on the hearer's path, when they attain their state of liberation here can be liberation with remainder, liberation without remainder. The reason why that is not an ultimate object of refuge, why it still is a conventional mode of the object of refuge, is because of non-existence, because a cessation is a mere non-existence. that state of extreme peace is just attained through pacifying delusions and its result suffering, afflicted mind, affliction and its result suffering. But on the other hand, it has yet to completely remove. It has yet to accomplish total or extinguishment of all defilements, and so therefore, it is regarded as a cessation which is a mere non-existence, because it has yet to totally extinguish complete defilements, and a state of peace is just a cessation of just delusion and as a result suffering. And so therefore it's a conventional object of refuge. And then the fourth reason is, and non-Buddhists have fright. Non-Buddhists have fright. He refers to the fact that, in the case of the Arya Sangha on the hero's path and solitary realizer's path, these Arya Sangha Arhants on that path, then the reason why they are not established as ultimate objects of refuge, but a reason why they are just conventional objects of refuge, is because they have the fright. What the fright here refers to is the fear of the obscuration to omniscience, the obscuration to knowing. Verse 21 establishes what is the sole ultimate object of refuge. Ultimately, the refuge of transmigrators is just the sole Buddha, because the subduer has the body of doctrine and thus is the doctrine, and because a Buddha is the finality of the community. In the case of the Buddha, the reason why the Buddha is established as an ultimate object of refuge then is because the holy mind embodying the quality of true cessation and true path has is a cessation which has ceased both of the two obscurations, the obscuration of delusions and the obscuration to knowing, or obscuration to omniscience as well. And so therefore, it is an ultimate Dharma object of refuge, having generated true cessation, true path in at that level of having overcome both of the two obscurations. And as an Arya Sangha, then, because of those qualities, then, the community of the in the case of a Buddha, in the context of the Arya Sangha, then, is regarded as an ultimate object of refuge.
ཁྱི
And so in the verse 21 then establishes that in the Buddha, basically, as the ultimate as the ultimate object of refuge, then it is both the Buddha object of refuge, Dhamma object of refuge, and Sangha object of refuge, because of those qualities of having abandoned the two obscurations. And then in verse 22 then establishes the explanation of the six types of reasonings behind the objects of refuge, because of appearing rarely, and because of being without defilement, because of having power, because of being the ornament of the world, because of being just superior, and because of being changeless, they are called jewels, rare and sublime. So the first quality is like a very rare and precious jewel. The three objects of refuge, the three sublime rare objects of refuge, are regarded rare in the sense that they appear so very rarely. That they come to pass so very rarely. So in that way, just regarding rare in that context, that it's precious and rare.
It's
not like the rare sublime three objects of refuge, doesn't happen. But it's like it's rare in relation to oneself, the individual, in encountering such as these three objects of refuge in one's life. Then one requires the roots of merit. And without that fortune, then it becomes a rare encounter in relation to oneself, like rare in that context, because of the roots of the meritorious fortune that one needs to encounter it. But it's not saying that generally, in general, you know, that these three objects of refuge are rare, but rare in the context in relation to sentient beings, you know, positive karmic propensity being rare in that context to be able to meet with it and, you know, to have the influence, so forth.
Ojida yone dikanani da nyawa kumba tambo da deni nyiwa di timi chara si ji tama meba si ji di ojida dana yon jaza gwasan dana ojida di san biwari yoyin ji nabaran bu ji labra yon su jion jion yi labra yon su jion wa sadir sab ji tama meba tang drabas ji vana rambu ji rudi jan su nang na yon na yon shatu na ji dir ji tama tang tindra gu yak di mi mara ti jion na shatu ji na nanggo rambu ji yon din rabu di shalabada un rabu din thua ji yuwa yendu ojida tindra nang yon go ji ji tama yon mi si ji di ji rong ji chabla yon din tsime ba ji yuwa ri di chabla yi chi wa yi chi wa teba tang mantri na ji rambu ji di shini sadir gu do yog deva ti dang daga yinba yindu wa ji sadir sak ji tama me ba ji tindra gu yi chi wa teba yuwa na ji nga zi yang zhong la wa ji da ti la ziwa yuwa ruwa ziwa sang ji gu tu ji gu ziwa chak chi si jo ya gu ziwa chak chi di ji yuwa nchen si gu anong dago dang man chi na wa ji da ti yar ten ma tong yi anong dago di yi chi gu ti deba rak li ding yi yinba yindu ji tindra gu chani rong gu ngu la chama me ba sinu da chami di jen che chi niwa di yin ding yi
Ranging old room, just same chance to see something old.
Ranging old, that Jabji, Jabji on the Jab Ranging old, come out on Java, you are married, Penanro Rambuji Johnson on a yoga cousin Nona, Naji Rambuji Unda, you are ready, Shazoni Sadder, not to me, Yavdiva. On that, you know him.
So, and then the second quality, because of being without defilement, here means, you know, the nature of the object of refuge has this characteristic of being without defilement, stainless. For example, when we, you know, when we sort of mine precious gems from the ground, the, you know, in its nature, in the nature of the jewels that that you mine, you know, it is stainless or, you know, without defilement. But, yet in order to access that kind of stainless and free of defilement, then one needs to remove all the dirt, all the dirt that, all the impurities that are around it. One needs to sort of, before one can see that kind of radiance or that kind of quality of that gem. So here, the second characteristic is that, you know, that the qualities of the objects of refuge by nature being stainless and undefiled, and yet for us to be able to access, then from our own mind, then one must have faith, belief and trust. So without these kind of virtues of the mind or aspirations of the mind, then one is unable to see those types of that kind of innate purity, pure nature, or the undefiled stainless nature of the objects of refuge. Like we say, you know, that the Buddhas, you know, constantly, you know, send out the hook of their compassion. But as long as sentient beings from our side do not send for the ring of faith and belief, trust and belief, then there is no way we can, kind of hook up with that compassion. So that's the basic idea.
我觉得这个工作，甚至像老党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党，现在党 ဒီနိသောကဒီနိသောဒေနာကျံပြီရှင်လာဒီစီချွာကျင်ထလာညံညံထထောင်တင်ပိုင်ယံပိုင်ယံပိုင်ယင်ကြီးဒီကတင်ရဘဂျင်ကြီးတင်ရမဲနာရောင်းကျံပြီရောင်းလာထမရမာရီဒီတင်ထယောမီဒီကျံပြီထဒေတော့ထထောင်ထေစာကိုဂျုကရှင်လာညိစာတင်ကြီးနိဝညိကဒေကိုဝယန်သူဝကြဒေတော့ညံဒီဒင်ပိုင်ယံနာဒီကျံပြီရှင်လာကတော့က
And the third reasoning, because of having power, here what we're talking about is the power of the objects of refuge in rendering their blessings. Yet, in order to be the recipient of the blessings of such of the power of such blessings of the objects of refuge, then from the sentient being side, then one must have faith. As we talked about, there are these two main causes that generate within our mind the thought of taking refuge. It is the fear of suffering that. Because we fear suffering, then we take refuge. And whatever objects of refuge in whom we take refuge, then in them we have the complete faith or trust or belief in their power or the potential to protect us from whatever level of fear, for which reason one is taking refuge. When we talk about, different levels of refuge, then different levels of refuge is designated on the basis of the different levels of the fear of suffering that we generate, such as on the path and practice of the small scope, then the lowest level of fear, then on the medium scope's path and practice, on the high scope's path and practice, so accordingly, then we have more deep or more extensive coverage of whatever we feel about, and then accordingly, have greater and greater levels of faith. So, but here, in order to experience this particular quality of the power of the objects of refuge, in order to be the recipient of the blessings of the power of the objects of refuge, then on the part of the sentient beings, then it is important to generate faith, to generate the thought of refuge, which incorporates our own fear of suffering and faith in the objects of refuge. Because of being the ornament of the world, how this is understood is that, due to taking refuge out of the resources of one's own fear, generating faith in the objects of refuge, caused by this, then as we undertake the practicing of the path in one's life, and thereby attaining higher states of rebirth, and eventually, you know, working towards the result of liberation and enlightenment. And in attaining those results, then it's like the, you know, attaining the very best of the ornaments of the world. You know, just as just as in the case of ordinary, you know, worldly jewels or ornaments, then they are, you know, they are regarded as ornaments of, you know, for their value or for their greatness. What so in the same way, the context of, you know, being the ornament of the world is that, you know, enable the fact that the refuge and the, as a result of this, the subsequent path and the practices then enabling us the resulting state of liberation, enlightenment, which is regarded as the you know, attaining the adornment or the ornament of the world.
And
because of being just superior. Superior here refers to, like, in comparison to outer ornaments of the necklaces, earrings, like in comparison to outer adornments or outer ornaments, then the inner qualities that one generates within one's mind, then are regarded as, you know, highly superior ornaments. The positive qualities that one embodies, then those are the very best of the ornaments. So in that way, you know, that is what is meant by because of being just superior.
And the
sixth quality here is because of being changeless. So just like a precious gem, or a precious metal, you know, when you burn it or whatever you do to it, its nature of being that precious thing is still it's not destroyed. So in the same way, then because of being changeless here refers to that quality of the three objects of refuge being such that regardless of our activities of praising or criticizing, you know, regardless of our, you know, for example, out of faith or belief or trust, then you know, seeking the blessings, taking refuge, making prayers. Prayers of praise and so forth, or out of ignorance, then despising or disparaging, regardless of the activities on the part of sentient beings, then in the nature of the three objects of refuge, then being changeless.
Chambri Kordeshu Sunni Tandi Aoni or Ju Dan Ju kham diwari jaba nyambu kham diwari jaba nyambu sinanda wa ju da ju tijen jaba ru sinanda ru di mar ju chea ba wa nda wa tu yong wa yin du wa ju ru ru se je dong da di ni di da ji la ma ga le wa dong bu kab za kum chao sam dur ji ni dung ga na ni kum chao sam bo ri ni dong bo dong yu wa sam ba yon den dung ga na ni dur ji ni dung ga na ni dong bo sam dong da di ni jwa di tijen jaba ရုပ်ရှင်နာမ်ကြောင့်တည်ရင်ပဲရင်သူတည်ရုပ်တည်လည်းပဲတံပိုးကျိုးရှာသည်ဟောတဲ့တင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူတည်အောင်နေဆောင်တဲ့လည်းပဲတံပိုးသောက်ဆေးပါတည်ရုပ်ရှင်နာမ်ကြောင့်တန်လာဖပယင်သူရုပ်တည်ကျေလေဝရှမကျေတလေဝတံပိုးခရစ်တော်ကိုကုံကြောဆံတော်ရုပ်ကြီးလေဝလေဝညီဝတည်ကျေဆောင်ကျိုးကြီးလေဝလေဝစံပါတည်ယုံတဲ့ကြီးလေဝလေဝရပါတည်ထန်ကြီးကြီး
And also, so verse up to verse 22 completes the first three of the seven Vajra points. The first three of the seven Vajra points is the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha. So from verse 23 onwards is the fourth of the seven Vajra points, which is the basic constituent or the element, the Buddha nature or the Tathagata Garbha, describing this nature. So, you have the second chapter, which is talks about enlightenment. The third chapter, which talks about the qualities of that enlightenment, and the fourth chapter talks about the activities. And of course, the fifth is the benefit. So, this fourth Vajra point, the element or the Buddha nature or the Tathagata Garbha, is regarded as the reason that enables all of these attainments of enlightenment and quality and activities. It is this basic constituent or element which is the reason enabling all of the latter, Vajra points.
Oji da dina yinba yindu da ni yazaga riva gandana shaotang da yachi jani gaba na tawar di da kumcha ka kabji chuju ka kabka kumcha ka kabji da dini da dina shabu nyambu kaba sena rukchi kabla tiwa yindu achi ngoni sachi chanang du na nyiwa ti toshi ji se du oda chambro se ji te la ji rana jitta te pa jala chan sambu ji kumcha samdi mukpi nabu shaya ji chaba se ji ji ဒီကျောင်းစီကြည့်တဲ့ရောင်းညမောင်းဘာနာကျလန်ညောင်းရောင်းကိုဆောင်ကြည့်ကုန်ကြချူကုန်ကြဘင်းတို့ကုန်ကြစံပိုးဒီဒီချက်ကမောင်းဘာနာဒီချက်ကဆက်တဲ့ရောင်းကိုကိုရွာရင်သူဒါတင်တာကဒီချက်ဒီထုတ်ရှိကိုကြည့်ချင်းတော်ဝဒီဒါကြည့်တော်ကြည့်တော်တော်ကတော့ကျင်းရီမှာတော့ဂျင်းကိုနိဗာမာရီဒီဒီရေစပ်ရူရောင်းရောင်းကျစူကြည့်ကိုဟိုကြည့်ဆံမရောင်းချင်းကြည့်တပြီးတော့ဘာတုံပန်းညတော့တောင်းကြည့်ဒီဆံတ
So Rinpoche says, if anyone's following the Tibetan commentary, it's on this part of the commentary, it's on page 82. But here, the base, when we talk about the essence of the Tathagata state, so this it is on the basis of this that, you know, one can actualize one's own future resultant state of refuge. One's resultant on the basis of this that one has the cause or the condition to actualize one's resultant refuge. Usually when we take refuge, you have causal refuge. That when we take refuge in other than ourselves, you know, in a Buddha other than ourselves, a Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha other than ourselves, that embodies all the qualities of these three objects of refuge, then using that as the inspiration or the model, then taking refuge in them, taking the blessings, taking the inspiration, so forth. That is like the causal refuge. The resultant refuge is when all of those qualities, when all of those qualities of the objects of refuge, when one's own mental continuum embodies them, when all of those qualities of the three objects of refuge, is generated within one's own mind, then that is the resultant refuge. And so to be able to actualize this kind of resultant refuge is all because of having the essence, this essence to attain the state of a Tathagata, because of having this element or this Buddha nature. So to explain, because the mind by nature is empty of inherent existence, the emptiness which exists on the basis of the mind. So to explain this, then you have the Buddha nature, which is the naturally abiding Buddha nature, and the developing Buddha nature and developmental Buddha nature. So this is the Buddha nature is explained on the basis of these two natures. So on, then the verse 23 says, those from which the three virtuous jewels arise, reality with defilement and without defilement. The reality with defilement, then refers to sentient beings' minds, which has which has the stain of these defilements. So these defilements are like the cause and the substantial cause. And without defilement here refers to the enlightenment, which is within the grasp, or which is attainable, without defilement, referring to the state of enlightenment, for which sentient beings have the propensity to attain. And where it says the qualities of undefiled Buddhahood, you know, referring to the, you know, the qualities of enlightenment, and then the conqueror's activities, you know, the activities of the Buddha, for example, the activities which arise from the three jewels, the blessings that arise out of the three jewels are like the you know, the activities of the Buddha, for which, you know, sentient beings are the recipients, you know, are the recipients of these activities.
Ajidati sabarangu thuna judati yogodi muzanti yugodana ajidati sanyore dami sanji yonde jarvanze kanli sita zeba am thani teli komjo sam ji giwa am komjo sam bu ji thaltiba sam yonya di don damba zuba am ji don dam demba ji don ji daba jin de don dam demba ni sur ji daba jin de zudi mi go sanji nam ji ye ri se ne da ajidati jarzo kan jeba non na han dana Jerwin Ri Duana Zombo, that the Congo Yerina, Mali, where on the Zoban, Ton Tamba, Sanji Namji, Yerina Tosin, or that the Yu did that in Reggie in Dini.
And where it says, you know, the fourth line, are the objects just of those directly perceiving the ultimate? So are the, you know, are the objects just of those directly perceiving the ultimate? It's the it is the object of the, you know, of the Buddhas, object of the object of the exalted wisdom, seeing the ultimate nature of all phenomena. So, as that, then they are the objects of those directly perceiving the ultimate.
So
within this verse 23, you have these the cause of these four, you know, the four these four natures, the reality with defilement and without defilement, and the qualities of the undefiled Buddhahood, and the conqueror's activities are the four natures. So and then in the lineage of these three jewels is an object only of those perceiving all, meaning the enlightened mind. For it is inconceivable due to four reasons in accordance respectively with those four aspects.
Samjin Majaba, Tokava, Shudan. Tama Mabon Ridugo Where
it says, for it is inconceivable due to four reasons, meaning the inconceivable here refers to the reality of a, you know, sentient beings defilement, which is inconceivable, you know, without defilement being inconceivable, and the qualities of undefiled Buddhahood and the quality of enlightenment also being inconceivable, and the activities of the Buddhas or the conquerors also being inconceivable. So in the actual format of the commentary, then in the Gyaltsa Rinpoche's commentary, then he takes a sutra sutra quotation, a quote from the sutra to substantiate these points, and then applies the logic or the reasoning like that. So this is how it goes in the commentary. But Rinpoche says, will not be going. Rinpoche won't be going through that kind of detail, but more just on the basis of the root text. With regards to the verse 25, because the basic realm is pure but appears to be afflicted. So here, with this line, what it is referring to is that in the case of the first of the four or characteristic, which is the reality with defilement, is saying that whatever defilements exist in sentient beings, then they are temporary, adventitious defilements. And it is not a defilement which has existed from the very beginning, it is not a beginless, inherently existing defilement as such, and that it is just an adventitious defilement which can be extinguished.
Number you are may choose her in the Daddy and you, the Dingy Motogen is one on you.
So because it can be extinguished, so you have the second because enlightenment is unafflicted but appears to be purified, and because the Buddha qualities are undifferentiated phenomena even at the time of common being but are not manifest. So he is saying that the mind being empty of true existence in the case of a sentient being with defilement, and in the case of on the basis of a mind which is undefiled, that mind being empty of true existence, and a defiled mind being empty of true existence. In being empty of true existence, in emptiness, that they are of one taste. So that is what's meant by undifferentiated phenomena. That in emptiness, they are all of one taste.
Hoji da din da yin din mi ji da di shang chu ta ma mi shang chu ko bi shi yin din mi da lan do na ma ra ma ta sha ro se di na hoji da shang ji ko du ji ko ta ma mi bi shang chu a mi shang chu ko che chu yon de se ji di da li bi san ba ni tan ja wa ko yon de di ji ji ga ri se ko
And then the fourth line, and because the Buddha activities are spontaneous but without conceptuality, these four are inconceivable by common beings. So this fourth quality of spontaneity is the quality of the resultant state of enlightenment, the quality of enlightenment as stated in the third chapter, saying that what is one of the characteristics of that quality of enlightenment is the spontaneity in the activities benefiting sentient beings. And then verse 26, the basic constituent, that is the object to be realized, the enlightenment that realizes it, the Buddha qualities that are the branches of this and the Buddha activities that are for the sake of causing realization. So this, these two lines describe the, in essence, the fourth chapter, which talks about the qualities of the resultant state of enlightenment, you know, in the type of the activities generated, the quality of the activities that are generated by an enlightened mind, such as the activities of the omniscient mind, the activities of the mind of loving compassion. So if you take the analogy of like, a person with an axe, you know, doing the undertaking the act of function or the action of cutting the trunk of a tree. So the individual person and the axe have the potential, have the propensity for cutting something. And the actual act of cutting that trunk and the cutting of the wood into pieces, is the action, is the function. In the same way, then, to have these cut up pieces of wood, then it's dependent on the woodcutter and the axe. In the same way, when as sentient beings, then when we take refuge in the three supreme objects of refuge, generate faith and belief, then we become receptacle or recipient to receive the blessings of the objects of blessings of the objects of refuge. So in the same way, like in the case of the Buddhas, by their activity of giving out of compassion, then giving the teachings, and as a result of those teachings, then sentient beings being able to practice the path and attain the results of liberation and enlightenment. So to have that result of liberation enlightenment comes out of the Buddha's act of giving teachings and their qualities of compassion and the omniscient mind and so forth like that. So in through this, then, as sentient beings, then we can say we receive the blessings of the divine activities of the Buddha.
ကျေငါစံပြန်ကိုကြွကံခံပြရကြပါညံဘူးစံကြည့်တဲ့ကိုတုံပန်းညတဲ့ငုံစံတော့တော့ရရင်နာဆောင်ကြည့်ချူတမ်းကြည့်ကြည့်ပါရင်ကြရရစီကျေငုံစံတော့မာတော့နာဒီနိစရမရှိပါကြည့်စံကြည့်နိစံတော့မရှိပါကြည့်နဲ့ဒီဒီပါရင်နာခွာဒီမတွေ့ပါတဲ့လာပါပါတော့တော့ပရကြပါရှိချထတ်တူကံကြည့်နိကြည့်ဖို့ဒီစီဒါစံကြည့်တဲ့ကိုတုံပန်းညတဲ့ရင်ဒီတင်းနဘတော့ဘေးရနောတော့ကြောစီနိကြည့်ဖို့ဒီဒါတင်တဲ့ငွေ
Of these, respectively, the first topic here means with regards to the basic constituent or the element, the Buddha nature, is the cause of purification. It's the cause of purification because of the of being being defiled, being being defiled, and the is the cause of purification, and the other three are the conditions of purification. The three conditions of purification. The conditions of purification are, without defilement, qualities of undefiled Buddhahood, and the conqueror's activities, like that. So she was just mentioning that if people are following any the Tibetan text, then it's on page 92. So in order to access this kind of purification, then what needs to be realized is the emptiness on the basis of the mind. The emptiness of the mind, or the emptiness on the basis of the mind. So as long as one does not realize have the understanding with regards to the nature of the mind, then one cannot overcome the defilement with regards to the mind. One cannot generate that kind of direct perception into emptiness.
Or you daddy, let me number double Jay and the Adi, Mugir the Shiva Toji Jayans on Arimata, Jumuniva Maris in the Chibodi to me number double Jay in North. Sanji Jishi, Chishi Jim Mayam Mojisi. That Jindi Mudandava, Chishi Jim Maris, Sanji Jishi Chiva Jiso, Chansen Baba Namjo, Ishi Jim Mupayan Bada, Mupayan Bachani Mupala Jim Yangatapa and do.
And where it says is the cause of purification, it is not a cause as in the context of cause and result, but it is a cause in being an inspiration or a point of focus. The direct cause to bring forth the result of enlightenment is basically the transcendental wisdom mind of that state of equipoise, which acts as the direct cause.
So where it says
the other three are the conditions of purification. And these other three here refer to the enlightenment, the qualities of that enlightenment, and the pure activities of that mind of enlightenment. Then these are like the cooperative conditions, the conditions to enable that purification of those defilements. Okay.
ori dadi ne jida dadi ni yangju dinda ve kola dwa da yo na yangju na yang de kiba.
So Rumchi says Rumchi will stop here, and then if people have questions with regards to these points, then you can ask.
When the text refers to the only the Buddha is ultimate refuge, I'm assuming the ultimate doesn't mean ultimate as in ultimate truth. Could Rinpoche explain what ultimate means in that?
Rinpoche says,
"Kyamni sangye nyachik yin nyachik yin." Kyamni is tambe Rinpoche the shloka tambe dundo dwayi.
Kyamni sangye nyachik yin.
Rumchi says, as an absolute refuge, Rumchi says, ten number, absolutely, because of those qualities of having attained the state of total irreversible state, and having attained those the abandonment of the two obscurations, and so forth. Because of all of those qualities, then, the Buddha is regarded as the peerless, absolute kind of object of refuge. Ten number. Rumchi Tanda Kunzoboda, ten number is
the rest.
Yes. It's ultimate in the sense of supreme, the very peak, or the peerless. Rather.
I'm interested in verse 97 and 98, the
two people
here,
text. Forget it, I don't even have the Tibetan text here.
It's very simple. Because when two people get to the end of the earth, they talk to the Buddha, and they're talking about the battle of the Buddha nature, the Buddha dwelling in a lotus, and other lotus, and honey, in the middle with the kernel, and beside the husk, gold within pool. You know, the image of the Buddha wrapped inside a tattered garment.
97, 98.
It's these examples related to Buddha nature.
And you should think of from this story,
from the shloka, that Sawagi shloka, Yarva. Upshu Koldu. How come you have 97? Mine. Yeah, I know, but mine doesn't run that far. Which one are you talking about?
The Buddha is like in a decaying lotus, that one?
Yeah.
How do you?
And it's like the Buddha image wrapped inside a kind of garment.
Just like a Buddha in the decaying lotus. Tanda metho bema rwa kasugre rujube nalolya.
Shuloge chonka jindi garisi.
Gupchu khobde. Gupchu khobde.
No, good to go deeper.
Do we have? Metope Madon, Nivina Lolia, Lia Sange Yavati, honey in the middle of many bees. And don't see. Boom and Bukila and the Densus near Boom and Bukilia, and the Sopenalia, Seriovata, the Tinsation of which you are
Raholi,
this you got it. And so, what's the question with regards to this?
Rita didn't come to yours of a name, Buddhi, Saint Jango Jenai.
These are the different different analogies utilized to portray the Buddha nature in sentient beings. You know, these are the nine examples, nine examples and the nine meanings that are attributed to the Buddha nature in sentient beings. And the cauldron, which is Sikasha Surana.
ကိုဒန်တာကိုဂျေပါရောအော်ဒီဂျေဒန်ဒင်ဂျေဆောင်ဂျီပေငဲစီတေတံဘောဂျောစဒရမာလာစီပွန်လာညံဘောမစောဝစဂျီဒီဒေပင်စံဘာနောနာစီရစီပေဂျောဆာလာတေစီ
So in verse 97 where it says, like a Buddha dwelling inside an ugly lotus is the first example of the Buddha nature. Honey in the middle of the bees, second, a kernel inside a husk, gold within a field, a treasure of jewels in the earth, under the house of the destitute, and the capacity of growing stalks, and so forth, existing in a small seed, and the image of a Buddha made from a precious substance inside a tattered garment. These are like the... Did you get nine? Okay. And then a lord of human, who is a universe... the lord of humans, who is a universal monarch inside the womb of a lowly woman, and a precious golden image in an earthen mold, are the nine examples to illustrate our Buddha nature in sentient beings. This naturally pure essential constituent dwells in sentient beings, obscured with adventitious defilements of afflictive emotions.
Verse 99
explains the context or the meaning of the previous nine examples.
So Rumchi says you
take the example, then you apply the meaning as explained in the verse 99. So you take one example from the example from verse 98, and then the meaning of that example from verse 99, like that. That's how you understand.
ဒေါမီဒေါန်တေဒီကဲဆိုဒေါန်တိဘဝန်တော်ဒီနောင်းနဲ့ယောယံသူတေယံကြီးသတ်ရှိကကိုနေဒေါမီကြီးဒေါမ်မချဝါတော့တင်ရကြီးနောင်းနဲ့သတ်တဲ့လင်းကိုကိုရပါတယ်ဒီမှာချင်ဘကမှာရောက်တင်ဒီနောင်းကြီးဓမ္မသာရှိကိုဆံကြည့်တဲ့ကိုတောင်းရည်ဒီကြီးလိုရကြီးဓမ္မလိုရကြီးတမိမှာဒုတ်ဒီဝါဒီမှာကာလီကိုစရနဒီနောင်းကိုဆံကြည့်တဲ့ကိုတောင်းပန်ကြီးဒီမှာ
For example, like the honey, which is in the middle of the bees or in the honeycomb, you know, then, you know, in order to extract that honey, then you use various skillful means whereby which you can avoid all the pitfalls of the bees and, you know, be able to extract the pure honey from the comb. In the same way, then, the emptiness on the basis of the mind, defiled mind of sentient beings, these defilements which are adventitious defilements, then, utilizing the skillful means of generating the recognition of the emptiness of the mind, and then generating the realization of it. For example, in order to generate the recognition of the emptiness on the basis of the mind, then first of all, then one has to identify the defilements, of the primarily the three poisonous states of mind. So, if you take the example of the honey in the middle of many bees, then for example, if you don't know how to extract the honey carefully, then you have the anger of the swarm of the bees. So that is associated with the defilement of anger and hatred, overcoming that obstacle in order to access, the emptiness on the basis of the mind. The emptiness on the basis of the mind, which is obscured or defiled by the poison of by the affliction of anger, then it's like the anger of the bees, when someone comes to take the honey. In the case of these examples, then you apply it to the on each of these examples, then one aspect symbolizes the ignorance grasping at true existence. Another part of that example refers to the imprint of that mind of ignorance, like that.
I'm interested in how it is that it's considered that this text is by Maitreya instead of Asanga.
Changshu then is the Yao Chambes Sun Yimba Kachin Wizengores. The Yikos Kone Papa Thomas Sunva.
Hori Dadi, Papa Dami Gumara Kadula, Papa Dami Gelden Hayerab, Chaman the Ni Chushi. Deni Jidadi, Ti Kabu, Jidai Talanqua in Jirva, that is also critical to Tony. Dayan Bayan Duda, Marathi religion, the Jew, that Yugi Sanyang Tony Marjumani by Yongaji, that's that Shamajina Pokira Jilavatina Yugi Warma.
The text is attributed to Maitreya because it was Asanga received these specific teachings in this particular in the aspect of these five texts by going to the pure land of Maitreya and directly receiving these instructions. So Asanga is regarded as the scribe of those teachings, the teachings are attributed to Maitreya. When you have the collection of the Kangyur teachings and the Tengyur, which is Tengyur teachings are regarded as a collection of all the commentaries by the great Indian masters. So these five texts are in the category of the Tengyur, the collection of the commentaries. So over the many different generations, you know, there has been many old translations and later translations kind of improving on the precise or the correctness of those translations.
Verse 19, I was wondering what
the three observances are. Rinpoche Tanda Shulaba Guba Tumba Tumba Labdun Ki Se Chorba Yinani Kyopsum number Shabayin Mövanamgi Wong Chene Kyopsum Just as you have three objects of refuge and the three vehicles, and then those devoted to the three observances refers to when we take refuge. When we take refuge, then you have the refuge at the level of those who have yet to enter the path. In the case of ordinary sentiments who have yet to enter the path, meaning having yet to enter the path of accumulation or path of preparation, but still in relation to these three objects of refuge, have faith, have having belief, having respect, like that. So and then the level of refuge as practiced by those who have entered the path, those on the path of accumulation or path of preparation, like that. And Rumchi Lamashuche Lamashugi Kyapunda Chicha.
Ori Lama Mashiva Jimwa Ishitanga Ji Litamboa that Ishi Chingu Tesu on the Shini. That the Konga on the Shini Chapsun Jinabers of Bay.
Rumchi Sumba the Kadishawa.
Karisumba.
Rumchi Observances are with regards to the, the expression of in expressing one's one's refuge. Then are, doing physical prostrations, verbal prostrations or prayers and praises, mentally generating faith, belief or trust, and so, such as these practices that are undertaken at a level of at a level when one has yet to enter the path, at a level when one has entered the path, and in the scope of the three vehicles, on the individual vehicle of the the hearers and the salt realizers path, or in the Mahayana vehicle. So in the context of the three vehicles, then the three observances of the activities of one's body, speech and mind. At the stage of before entering the path and after entering the path, like that. Go ahead.
And in order to understand that better, how does that relate to consciousness? And if I could ask, where does it go when we sleep?
Where does it go?
When we sleep.
When we sleep.
When we go to sleep, the gross sensory consciousness, sensory perceptions, five sense perceptions, then they kind of subside or become dormant, and so at the time of sleep then what becomes active is the mental, subtle mental consciousness, which is able which manifests in a way in which it is able to have the appearances of the dreams and so forth. So the subtle mental consciousness then gets to becomes active at the time when one is asleep, and the gross five gross consciousness then it's not like it's not there, but it's like it's not active, it does not manifest at that time. And then in the case of when we have very, very heavy sleep, then again that subtle mental consciousness is unable to unable to have that experience of the appearing of objects. The fact that there is a mind, a subtle mind there manifesting, is proven by the fact that we have all of these appearances within our mind. Go ahead.
The first part of her question was
mind and consciousness.
The relationship between mind and consciousness.
Sim da.
or that sometimes namshi se gurwa namshi se na da namshi la gumi namshi se ji ambu shiva nga se ji 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 namshi se ji ji da ti tong na chi wa ru na ba chi wa ru tu yi wa ru
ani sen da namshi
ti da yi ti da ji ru bi yang de zo na sen da ye da namshi se tong chi sang ya chi ga yi wa ri yang shi ta wo shi ta wo ji ma ri shi wa ye na ji sen sen da se di na Gimmicky Conga, the boy challenge of Sandro. When I challenge Amazon, you send over Dela, Samson, be worry. Yet, the ones that do now, you Gimmicky or Jugger Jogner, or Jugger the job of Ten Jindra, you Ten Sandro, Yambu Chani, you say, be worry. Number she was the Duna Shama Kadigo, you must meet you, and I meet you, Gonda. Talanda Mambu Kazana Mukamin Haya Yu Amaridi, Ji Lalanda Wajitina, only meet on Jivarua. What you did on Yango, Yukatana Pacha Zosavati, Rimbi Sanda Wutalona, Giva Chaka Nabrishiva, Ririni, if you Sanda and want the Jirachi Udini, Magiva Chaka Zoyan, Tina was a Sarang Udini. That in every Chinese Samna Yetan, and she is Yuan Wutin Avenjikiva.
Rumchi. Gimme the Pasha Joseph Samla Shaura, Yignam Shaw. Gimme Gigi Pasha.
Pajan Josadi, that you don't have you some chew and ungo, some lad, and young you are.
Rumchi says, in some of the texts, usually we say, you know, mind. We say that the mind, consciousness, and the. He is that mental consciousness are all synonyms. They're all the same. But again, in some cases then, when we talk about consciousness, then we talk about the five sensory consciousness and the mental consciousness. And that, you know, these six sense perceptions. In some contexts, then these are all synonyms. Then in some texts, then they utilize the mind as being the basis upon which all of the imprints of our activities of virtue and non-virtue are imprinted. And so, again, this imprint is born within the mental consciousness.
Namshi,
so for example, when we are asleep, then the consciousness to be able to see form is, you know, is like it has kind of absorbed into the mental consciousness, you know, and the consciousness or the mind able to hear sound, taste, to have tactile sense, you know, all of these to be able to, have contact with the external objects of the five senses, then all of those are sort of absorbed into the mental consciousness.
Or
Rumchi says that, you know, in with regards to these kind of studies that you undertake, of course, you know, sometimes it's not convenient, you have time constraints, and that you have to, you know, put a lot of effort and things like that. But, you know, all of these activities, particularly in the course of the study of the Dharma, it's all very, very worthwhile efforts, you know, very fruitful, meaningful, efforts. And, you know, especially when you have a teacher who is willing to teach. So in some places, then, you know, although there are people who have much interest to learn the Dharma, to learn about these topics, then not being able to have any access to teachers like that. And so, you know, when you have teachers available, although there are teachers, they're not being disciples, and in some cases, they're being disciples, not having the teachers. Right now, you know, one is free of all of those handicaps in the sense that, you know, you have teachers available, facilities available, and so in, and as long as one has the interest and sees the benefit in it, then one should take the opportunity, make use of the opportunity that one has. And Rumchi says, for the past participants of the course, Rumchi really admires, rejoices in your efforts, and thanks you for it. And for those who are considering it for the future, then Rumchi says, you know, there's much benefit to be gained personally for oneself, and much service or benefit enabled through the study, you know, in the activities benefiting others in service of the Dharma like that, then there is much benefit. So Rumchi would like to encourage that for anyone who has the time or the interest in such studies. So Rumchi says, would like to thank the teachers of this course, would like to thank the participants of the course, and would like to thank that it will thank ahead, so that these studies will continue on in the future as well. So she purge chushen do chang ri ro lin shin yu de gyam ba di song ge shin do me de bu war gi ro ge nam da shin la yo ba ra yo na bu ro ra ma na ba ne ya da ya mu do ge ji ne za ba gi wa ten da ro wa kun la kun be da ke ba ji za lo za ta pa Tembi nyembo rendu zarji yu yongju zemjo rambo Ajiwana jijiru jikiwa nyamba mepa Koni kondi berber yu Pama zemje tamje dedan denju Nandu tamje todu donwa zan Yongju zemba kona zish Teda penji molam rujiru jik Guru Ravi Kuru Shinkamde Pandandeva Malin Jongwa Nishanri Zavon Tenzu Jong Shabi Zanti Vardu Tanjuru Jin Jabarabhavi Jitar Jambadam Kandu Zambu Teyan Dijan Teda Kunji Jisu Talo Chegi Yavanda Dau Tamji Ravdamu Do the job,
Mavagona Javadu Mavadi Dabu Giri Savandak Sambhu Jujara Ravdu Mavadi.